Chase Young sacked Trevor Lawrence's patchwork line 4 times on Thursday. 4 definitive, as many as 6, by the Saints' side charting from Ross Jackson at Louisiana Sports, which had Jacksonville allowing roughly 8 sacks in the first external pass rush of the summer. The New Orleans paper's headline counted 6 sacks of Lawrence's group. In July, we said the market was taxing Jacksonville too steeply for last season's overachievement, because the case for a mild giveback rested on stability. The same play caller, the same quarterback in a system worth keeping, a line that entered the offseason settled. Last Sunday, we called it complicated because camp was shredding the stable things one offensive lineman at a time. 6 hurt by the end of the mock game, 5 of them in the top 10, 4 sitting out that Sunday. The watch item was specific. How many of Walker Little, Chuma Adoga, Emmanuel Pregnon, and Patrick McCarry would practice before Thursday's joint session with the Saints? The answer, 1. Only Adoga made it back for Thursday, taking the starting right tackle spot in a line that read, Anton Harrison at left tackle, Ezra Cleveland back at left guard, Robert Hainsey at center, and Wyatt Milam at right guard, per the team's Day 13 snapshot. Little and McCarry were out with what the team called short-term injuries, Pregnon wasn't in the lineup, and Cole Van Lanen remains on the physically unable to perform list. And that patchwork group is the one Young met. Lawrence's own day started with an interception to Julian Blackman on his first throw of teamwork, per Brent Martineau at Action Sports Jax, before he recovered in the red zone period with touchdown throws to Jacoby Myers twice, Parker Washington, and Brian Thomas Jr. Liam Cohen gave the episode its thesis statement without knowing it. I couldn't even tell you who was in at the end, honestly. It was just a lot of rotating in there. His companion quote was the culture read, "We could have gone in the tank, but man, we just continued to play." Then Saturday made it worse. Jacksonville beat the Saints 24-20 at the Superdome, and the score is the least interesting fact of the afternoon. The team had announced Wednesday that the starters would sit. More than 30 players were inactive, including Lawrence, Thomas, Myers, and Travis Hunter, so the joint practice was the one's work for the week. On the first offensive snap of the game, Adoga, the one lineman who had made it back, suffered a leg injury, per the Associated Press. Monheim and Milam started and both exited early, per John Ozer at the team website. The room is now demonstrably worse off than it was a week ago, and last week's framing, "If the bodies return in 2 weeks, this was noise," has a clock running in the wrong direction. The game itself belonged to the depth chart and will frame it as exactly that. The Jaguars trailed 20-6 at halftime and scored the final 18 points. Rookie back Jamari Taylor ground out 22 carries for 78 yards, 58 of them after halftime, and punched in the winning 2-yard touchdown with under 5 minutes left. Cam Little made all 3 field goals, including a 54-yarder, Carter Bradley threw a 1-yard touchdown to Hunter Long, and Joey Aguilar's only completion was a 43-yard touchdown to Trebor Pena, all per Oser. A second-half comeback built by third-stringers against third-stringers proves resilience in the third string. It does not answer a single September question. Cohen's post-game was appropriately modest. Always good to win, appreciate and like the response in the second half. Everything around the line keeps insisting July was right about the football. Tuesday's practice saw the defense dominate so thoroughly that Cohen ended it early. Davon Hamilton chasing a screen 20 yards downfield at 330 pounds was the emblem. And Trayvon Walker kept preaching the standard. The honest counterweight from Thursday, Tyler Shough carved Jacksonville's backups for 25 of 34 and 4 or 5 touchdowns by the Louisiana Sports charting. So the defensive dominance claims met a mixed external test once the ones were off the field. The Hunter tracker got its first 2-way external data. He was beaten deep by Chris Olave early while playing corner, then caught a red zone touchdown from Nick Mullins while playing receiver, per Martineau. Still a cornerback with offensive packages, by the eye if not by any updated snap count we can attribute. Does the July framing hold? Complicated. The half about the team keeps checking out, but the stability the price argument rested on took its worst week yet, with the first external pass rush confirming what the injury list implied. What would change it? How many of Little, McCarry, Pregnon, and Van Lanen practiced this week, and the Adoga diagnosis? We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.